I ministrom inostranih poslova Živadinom Jovanovićem Fišer je izjavio da su vođeni otvoreni razgovori o uspostavljanju mira na Kosovu i o teritorijalnom integritetu i suverenitetu Jugoslavije i Srbije na Kosovu, koji bi se, kako je rekao, zasnivao na demokratskim osnovama autonomije. Kontakt grupa je dogovorila vrlo dobar predlog u detaljima. Potreban je mira, on se zasniva na implementaciji ovog sporazuma, istakao je Fišer, izražavajući nadu da će pregovori koji počinju 15. marta biti uspešni. U obraćanju novinarima ministar Jovanović je rekao da je goste informisao o pripremama jugoslovenske delegacije za nastavak pregovora u Francuskoj. Izvori iz kosovske verifikacione misije saopštili su novinarima da se od jutros u četiri sela oko Kačanika vode borbe. Prethodno je portparol misije Beatriz Lakos izjavila za radio B92 da je situacija u regionu Kačanika napeta, kao i da su OEBS-u prijavljeni pokreti snaga bezbednosti ka tom regionu. U mestu Rezine na putu Đakovica-Prizren pronađeno je telo muškarca starog oko 30 godina za kojeg se pretpostavlja da je Albanac, saznaje agencija Beta od istražnih organa Okružnog suda u Peći. Telo je pronađeno juče ujutro i prema prvim rezultatima istrage ustanovljeno je da je osoba ustreljena više puta. Oko 200 žena srpske nacionalnosti demonstriralo je danas ispred zgrade regionalnog centra kosovske verifikatorske misije u Kosovskoj Mitrovici, zahtevajući puštanje vojnika Miljana Mitrovića, kojeg je u četvrtak otela separatistička OVK. Portparol misije u Kosovskoj Mitrovici, Heinz Nitsch, rekao je agenciji Beta da se nastavljaju pregovori sa OVK uz posredstvo verifikatora o oslobađanju Miljana Mitrovića. Vlasnik podgoričkog dnevnika Dnevni telegraf Slavko Ćuruvija i novinari lista Srđan Janković i Zoran Luković osuđeni su danas na po 5 meseci zatvora zbog teksta u kojem su potpredsednika vlade Srbije i direktora Instituta za kardiovaskularne bolesti Dedinje Milovana Bojića doveli u vezu sa ubistvom lekara tog instituta Aleksandra Popovića. Odbrana i tužilaštvo imaju rok od 8 dana za podnošenje žalbe na današnju presudu Okružnom sudu u Beogradu. Skupština Republike Srpske usvojila je rezoluciju kojom se ne prihvata arbitražna odluka za Brčko. Rezolucijom je potvrđeno i moratorijum na učešće predstavnika Republike Srpske u zajedničkim organima BiH. Skupština je većinom glasova usvojila i deklaraciju kojom ne prihvata odluku visokog predstavnika Carlosa Westendorpa da smeni predsednika Republike Srpske Nikolu Poplašena.
B92. Vesti.
Važno je biti lep, ali je i lepo biti važan. Poklonite nešto po čemu će vas pamtiti. Stilos, stil koji se prepoznaje.
U sopre zvuki starogradske muzike proslavite 8. mart u prijatnom ambijentu restorana Dva Jelena. Mesto za parove ili grupe možete rezervisati na telefone 3242994 i 3234885.
Srećan praznik svim damama, želi restoran Dva Jelena.
Radio 392 English.
In this morning's news, the Yugoslav army declines discussions with NATO and the Republika Srpska prime minister resigns. The Yugoslav army has rebuffed an invitation from NATO to discuss the possible deployment of international peacekeeping troops in Kosovo. Beta this morning quotes NATO sources as saying there had been no response to the invitation sent to Army Chief Drago Ljubojdanić on Friday by NATO European Commander Wesley Clark. The invitation to visit Belgium had been sent on the advice of the NATO Council and international mediators Chris Hill and Wolfgang Petrić. Serbian President Milan Milutinovic and Chief Serb Negotiator Ratko Marković on Saturday wrote to contact group foreign ministers, urging them to prevent manipulations by Kosovo Albanians in signing what they described as a non-existent agreement on Kosovo. Milutinovic and Marković demanded that the contact group create conditions for the resumption of negotiations. The letters claim that the text, which may be signed by Kosovo Albanians, was neither discussed nor accepted during negotiations in France last month. Kosovo-Albanian representatives could sign the Kosovo peace agreement as early as today, one Western diplomat close to the negotiations told Radio B92 correspondent Milos Milic yesterday. The document, dated February the 23rd, had been drafted at Rambouillet and had not been altered since, according to the same source. UÇK leaders had been scheduled to meet during last night in Likovac to discuss the signing. However, Reuters reported last night that the meeting was postponed until this morning. German Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer and European Union Foreign Affairs Commissioner Hans van der Broek were scheduled to meet Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic at noon today at his residence. They were also expected to meet Serbian opposition leaders before flying to Pristina this afternoon. In Pristina, they expect to meet leaders of the Kosovo-Albanian political establishment and visit the headquarters of the Kosovo Liberation Army before traveling to Skopje. The United Nations Special Envoy for Human Rights in the former Yugoslavia, Jerzy Dinsky, is also expected to visit Kosovo today. During the next 3 days, he's expected to meet Kosovo, Albanian and Serb leaders before visiting Belgrade on Thursday. The Republika Srpska government is in disarray following the sacking of President Nikola Poplašin and the resignation of Prime Minister Milorad Dodik on Friday. Dodik told media that he had resigned because of the international arbitration decision for Brčko to be proclaimed an independent self-governing district. Dodik said that his government had been at pains to explain that the Dayton Agreement could only be fully implemented by Brčko remaining in Republika Srpska. Dodik's full cabinet resigned with him. International High Representative Carlos Westendorp said at the weekend that he hoped Dodik would reconsider his decision because he had worked in the interests of Republika Srpska's prosperity. Westendorp also defended the decision on Brčko, saying that it left no one in Bosnia a loser because the Muslim Croat Federation and Republika Srpska would share a larger territory. The Republika Srpska parliament last night voted overwhelmingly to ignore Westendorp's decision to sack President Nikola Poplašin on Friday. The resolution declared the decision contrary to the Republika Srpska constitution, electoral regulations, and election results verified by the international community. The parliament also voted to reject the Brčko decision and revoked the Serb entity's representatives from the Bosnian federal parliament and joint bodies of the Bosnian authorities. The resolution said that the decision would not be accepted because it was not in accordance with the Dayton Agreement. Serbs in Zvornik and Bijeljina on Saturday stoned and torched vehicles belonging to S4 in protest at the sacking of the Republika Srpska president and the decision on Brčko. Several thousand demonstrators gathered in Zvornik with flags, candles and placards. We'll be back with more news in English on Radio B92 at 6:05 this evening.
Radio B92. English.
Komedije, parodije, crtani filmovi.
Drame i trileri. Akcije, fantastika i horor. Najbolji filmovi svih žanrova. Videoklub Queen, braća Jugovića 2A, 635-930. Queen, kraljevski izbor. Iznenadite sebe i druge. Poklon Shop, Beogradska 50, telefon 438-435.
Muzički univerzum Lajka Felixa. Na albumu Koncert 98. Njegov najbolji nastup iz prošle godine konačno na CD-u i kaseti u izdanju radija B92. Lajko Felix, koncert 98. U prodaji širom zemlje. Distribucija i informacije u muzičkoj produkciji B92. Peti sprat Doma omladine, Makedonska 22, Beograd. Telefoni 322-9922 i 334-1262. Lajko Felix, koncert 98. U izdanju radija B92.
Yeah.
Big Stars, Biggest, September Girls, iako je mart trenutno, 8. mart je danas, srećan praznik svima koji praznuju, 2 sata i skoro 15 minuta, ovo popodne sa vama, Milanče za tonom, Kepa vam pušta muziku, Jelena pred mikrofonom, dobro popodne, polako će da istekne i ovaj prvi radni dan u nedelji, tako da uživajte. I naravno, uživajte uz muziku sve do 15 sati. Bili su ovo Kanda Kođe i Nebojša, početak. Proći će njihovo, a u stvari tek počinje.